What's up, everybody? It is Friday, January 14th. Kyle and I spent a whole day in Atlanta yesterday, so we had like a 20-hour day. That doesn't matter. We're back. We have more to talk about than we usually do, which is kind of saying a lot.
The people really want to know who I is and who I be. They stop and stare with me.
All right.
Everybody's like, put your seatbelt on. They got more to talk about.
I don't know how I have this energy right now. Our flights both got in. Like, after midnight, and you know, the drive home, I had to get gas, and then I got home and I couldn't fall asleep because like it's all spinning
all the
and
energy.
Moving.
Yes,
it is, but we are so excited to be here. It's so much fun to be in the stores and sit with the leadership teams and be with the people and see customers. And let me just say that always gets us fired up and it gets us thinking a little bit more. And we don't have much time to waste today because we have a whole list of things we want to get to. I think we need to start with another round of explaining what it is to be a troublemaker. And that's because this week we've had several interactions, direct interactions with OEMs and vendor partners and dealers. And there's like some trouble a brewing, right?
Yeah. And we're not trying to hedge by explaining this. And we're not going to cut off what our desire is for the industry. But literally, our desire is to craft better communications, better interactions that go across vendors and dealers and OEMs and every single sector of our industry so that everybody kind of like bring everyone together, like get the arms around this side and around this side and come on, let's come to the party instead of being like this person did and this person and they don't and blah, blah, blah. Right. We're going to call out the injustices, and we're going to celebrate the wins. But some of that's going to look like a little trouble probably.
And I think you can make a great career, and a lot of people do, and this isn't a knock, but you can make a great career at just like throwing spears at people and saying, this sucks, that's wrong, you did this, you're terrible, right? And when you do that, especially, right, from dealers to OEMs, from OEMs to dealers, from dealers to vendors, from vendors to dealers, right, it can get venomous, right? And you can make a career out of that, though, right? And a lot of people have, and they've been a resource for other people. I'm not saying like you can't do that. We're just saying that that isn't what troublemaking is about for us. Troublemaking is in the spirit. And even though we're like in your face and we're trying, like, I hope in the end, what comes across is a spirit of humility and saying like, look, we're putting these things out because we want to give everybody a fair shot at fixing it because we know unless there's that collaboration, right, unless there's that collaboration, we cannot defeat the barbarians at the gate. We just can't. We know it takes everybody coming to the table. So if you were on any end of the troublemaking this week, please know that it's always our intention to bring people together, to give everybody a fair shake. And look, there's going to be cases where sometimes like people don't want to play ball. They want to keep doing that. Well, that's fine. If you want to take that position, that's okay. That's okay. But the industry and the market will act accordingly. And that's just how business, it's called business. It's called business, but with a lot of heart.
January 2022, there's no time to slow down. And so like every single day is going to feel like years. And what happens when that happens is like everybody has to act quickly, make decisions, have meetings, take calls. Like it's going to move quickly and it's going to keep moving quicker in our opinion.
We have some things to roll. So let's talk about the big news, or kind of one of the big automotive stories yesterday, is that Ford crossed $100 billion in valuation for the first time. And, you know, we were walking through the airport at probably like, you know, close to 11 o'clock. And 10 o'clock, I don't know. It was late, 9 to 10 o'clock. And we were walking in and I saw on one of the monitors, it had Ford and Tesla and GM and they were talking about automotive. I was like, oh, look. Right? So we stopped and we like backed up a minute and we're like leaning over somebody else in the chair. They're like, what are these twins doing, you know, on both sides of me? We're like, well, we're watching the TV like about automotive, about Tesla and Ford. But hey, so Ford is up last six months, it's up 77%. Right. And then the bounce that it got yesterday took it over $100 billion. There's some news, you know, about Tesla, you know, taking 2022 dates off of its site for the Cybertruck. Meanwhile, right, the news last week or whatever was Ford's doubling production of the Lightning, GM's coming to town. And so this is a real, I mean, this feels like a game. We got a game now, right? This isn't a blowout.
No,
it's not a blowout.
It's definitely a game.
The other team just
like
just
fourth
came
quarter.
Back.
Let's go. Yeah. I love
it. So I think that should be a shot of energy into retail automotive just because like, hey, like our team is showing like, hey, we're in the fight. We're going to have product for you to sell. right? And we would encourage dealers to continue to lean in. We'll say this to everybody, like, become an EV authority.
Right.
It's coming, right? It's here. And team. Like, and wouldn't it be something if Ford releases the first electric truck? Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be amazing.
But after yesterday, it looked very possible.
They have the facilities, right? They have the capacity from an R&D perspective. They have the manpower and they have the distribution.
And they're already tooled and going.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I mean, Tesla's trying to get, you know, Austin online. I mean, never count Tesla out for sure.
Right.
But so that's what's going. We had a really let's talk about dealership creative. We haven't talked about creative inside dealership, like, and making content. We haven't really talked about that much on this show, but yesterday we had a bit of an epiphany moment, didn't we?
It was crazy. Yeah. So we're walking through some content conversations as far as like 2022 with a dealer, and we're trying to kind of talk through like how we integrate life and dealership and community and all of these different elements, and the creative team that supports this dealership is like, okay, walk me through that. How does that exactly work? And we're looking at some content examples that have come out of this in the past, and it's very kind of like structured dealership. You got drones, you know the drill. There's a drone shot, there's a pan shot of the front inventory.
Walking
up an aisle of cars, all lined up, right? A little conversation.
Hands are doing the whole thing, right?
All of
we're
it.
Doing the whole hand thing. And yes, then, it's so we were looking at it. We're trying to like advise on creative, and you know, this you know, local creative leaves the meeting, and you know, we're looking at it, and I was just like, I think we might need somebody else if this is going to be like next level. And I was like, what's that other stuff on their website? And so like all of a sudden, like you click on another non-automotive video and it's freaking awesome.
Just like hits the beats, lifestyle,
speed ramping, you know, clever editing. And it's just I'm like watching like engaging content all of a sudden. There's music videos in there, right, that are artistically done, good music curation. Like, and we're like, we realized that. The problem is that when you say I'm a dealership and make me car commercials, the creative brain just shuts off because people don't naturally like, oh, car commercials. How do we put your logo on there? How do we like get you to pitch your product? And so we literally called the guy back. We're like, we got to get him back. And he was like 10 minutes away already. We're like, come on back in. Come on back in.
Come on.
You need to make this for this company, right? Don't think of it as a dealership. Think of it as a company that needs to engage in culture. And it was just a big moment that we realized like, oh, this is kind of more automatic than we thought it was, right? That people just shut it off. And so our goal and our encouragement to anyone out there is like, think of your business as a retail business. And when we say retail, we mean like clothing, electronics, food service, right? Because there's a lot of food service stuff in there. We're like
artist. Right?
Right,
whatever it may be, right? There's so much in creatives' brains that for some reason just gets shut off because it's inside a dealership, or it has to get the hero shot, or it has to get all of those elements. But there's like, unleash your dynamic creative brain. If you are a creator, or if you are managing a creative, like get outside of, you know, just chunking together offers or whatever it may be. And you don't have to go, you don't have to have all of your creative look like, you know, an NFT, right? A hand-drawn NFT or computer generated NFT.
No, but, that's,
you know, there's a spectrum in between there that really engages the people that are watching it, stops the scroll, you know, says, hey, I'm going to watch this in my mid roll, all of that type of stuff.
Don't make it, you know, we're going a little creative on this episode, which is cool. But it's always, don't make it about the cars. Don't make it about the location. Don't make it about the deal, right? Make it about the human. Make it about the person. And then later on, we can talk about the cars and the deal. Because if you don't get somebody's attention, right, you have to get their attention before you can connect with them. And somebody like talking to you with the hands and the cars and the deals, guess what? It's just white noise. And you know it. Because if you weren't in the industry, guess what? You would scroll past it too. So we just got a little frontline view of what actually could have easily happened in that store. And they were like, I don't know how to figure out. Maybe we need somebody else. When in reality, they have the exact right person for where they are right now to solve the problem. It just took a little bit of expanding the horizon. So you're watching today. Hopefully this expands your horizon as well. Get to a couple comments. Yes. Nathan, you were like, so creatives need to be troublemakers too? Like, of course. Also, absolutely. Want to get back to George's comment here. This is there's a little delay, right? So we live stream and there's like a couple minute delay. So sometimes the comments are a little late. George said, do we have any troublemaking tenants? George, that's an awesome idea. That's an awesome idea. I wrote it down. Like, I have a whiteboard desk, so I got my dry erase marker out and I just wrote it down on there because we absolutely need some tenants of the troublemaking faith. So that we can be sure that we're all aligned. I love that.
Speaking of,
oh, here we go.
Stop the tenant time. Look, we went to dinner last night.
A good dinner.
A really good dinner.
Well, when you work with dealers and dealerships, let's just face it, Kyle. We've had a lot of really good steaks this year.
Really good steaks. No doubt. No doubt. So.
We're at an amazing steakhouse.
Set the scene. We're at amazing steakhouse, right? That just has a good vibe, good energy. The aroma makes sense, right? It's kind of lodge-like, but also, it's upscale, but modern. It was the environment was great. And then we get this server and I explained this to my wife. I said, it's a little bit quirky, right? Has had just kind of a little bit of an edge, a little bit of a rock to the way he communicated. As far as I came in and said, sorry to interrupt. I know I interrupt every single time I come. That's just my apologies, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to say them up front. Let's say all the things that he did. He also sent an appetizer out to the table. He's like, I have an appetizer coming out. It's on me. I always like to make the first and the last table. I do something over and above. Just because it reminds me that everyone's important. The first one's important as the last one's important. And he's a little quirky too, right?
Yeah.
He's all buttoned up, but he's a little quirky. And it's Adam. His name is Adam. So Adam, if you happen to find your way back to this podcast, because we mentioned you'd be on it this morning. So we're in this place. Adam's a little quirky, but he's killing it. And he's doing a great job of like just literally laying out like the specifics. He's talking about the steak. He's like, look, I will provide you with a knife. He's like, but you probably won't need it because all of our steaks are this.
It was so like the commentary on it was absolutely insane. And then he says, he gets through with the menu and he goes, now, if you'd like me to, I can explain every single origin of every single element of every single dish on this. But what I prefer to do is give you a wide, broad overview and not the PowerPoint slide version, because in my opinion, the care taken is much greater in that way, right? And then he lands the punchline.
Here we go.
Which was so clairvoyant into, like, it was a brand statement and he didn't even know it. But he says, if you look at the menu, you'll notice we didn't quit anywhere. We all threw back our chair. We're like, what?
And he dives, he's like, we didn't quit anywhere. He's like, we didn't quit all the way from the steaks down to the burgers, to the sides. Even if you decide to have some coffee, you'll realize we didn't quit there either. He's like, have you ever been to a great restaurant and they serve you a cup of coffee that you know they made 7 hours ago? And he's like, we didn't quit anywhere. And we were just like...
we were all like,
is this guy
happening right now? This guy needs to like be on a... Yeah, maybe we need to find Adam and get Adam on the
Well, we know where to find him. We know where to find him.
And so you can carry that. You can take that. We're going to take it. Like we were brainstorming. Where have we quit? Where have we said like this element is top notch, but we quit on this element, right?
There's somewhere in your business right now. There's probably several areas that you've quit and you haven't acknowledged it or you haven't realized it yet. And it was really an encouragement to me. It's an encouragement to us this morning, right? Don't quit. Don't quit somewhere, right? Because when you quit somewhere, you're doing a disservice to everyone who pays attention, everyone who shops from you, and mostly everyone who works with you, your team. Don't quit anywhere today. Yeah. Right. Tomorrow, Saturday, big sales. They don't quit anywhere at the end of today, at the beginning of tomorrow. As an industry, we can't quit anywhere right now. No. The second we quit somewhere, guess what? Someone's going to come right in there and they're going to take it. And so I think at the end of today, I mean, we're out of time already. I knew we would have plenty to talk about. Thank you so much, everyone who's leaving comments. I'm sorry we can't get to them all. I'd love to get to them all. I just want to throw them up here because you guys are amazing, guys and gals. Tell your friends about the live stream because it's really fun when there are comments up here to go off of and riff off of. And we'll try to get to more of those as they come in. Maybe we'll do a show where we just answer comments and answer questions. But until then, we have a Friday to go. We have a great Saturday to go. The weekend's coming up. Don't quit anywhere on your people. Stay engaged because guess what? We're playing and we're playing for win and we're playing really hard. So go get it.